Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, 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 till the very end. And when it stops again. Won't be long till the river goes round.
Tonight with musical guest Mark Dvorak, music director John Baylor, and honest to goodness, no fooling folks, Hottentottin' Hootenanny, and me, Sid Schroyer, the announcer guy. Recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the man with a plan, the Gus with a bus, the goose with the juice, your Radio Hour host, George Fricker.
All right. So nice of you to come out on this chilly day. It's really lovely, and it's a little chilly down here in the Little Moon Theater today, but it's great. And we're here, in a way, celebrating because this is our 12th program, right, Sid?
Our 12th, yeah. That would be an honest dozen, George.
Wow. And would you ever have thought we would get this far?
Of course. Of course I did.
He had complete faith, all the while I was trembling along the way. But it was it's great to be here. We've had a lot of interesting guests on the show.
And we have a great guest tonight as well.
We do. We have someone coming from Chicago, and someone who's near and dear to my heart, and his name is Mark Dvorak, and he's here today to share some songs, and he's got a storied past. And I would like to investigate that a little bit. So let's welcome Mark to our stage. Mark, you are, if I have read your biography correctly, you are the third son of four brothers?
Yeah, I have three brothers, and I was number three.
Yeah, you're number three.
Number three. Mm-hmm.
And you got your first guitar while you were working in a xylophone factory. I got to know a little bit about that.
Well, could you really make something like that up?
No, but I mean, you know... Do they still make xylophones there?
It was the kind of job you would take. So your parents thought you were actually working, and it was a very low paying job. And you know, I looked in the paper and I needed a job, and they were hiring a shipping clerk, a company called Musser, a division of Ludwig. I had no idea what they meant. I think it paid $3 an hour or something, which was my high water mark of my working career at that time. And it turns out Ludwig was Ludwig Drums, and Musser was a company that made xylophones, and technologically they were a little ahead of the curve, where they made the bars out of rosewood, and then they had this synthetic material, and then they made vibraphones and all that. And it turns out I met my best friend in that department, and a guy named Tim Lilly, and he played guitar, and I had brothers that played guitar, and I always secretly wanted to play the banjo, but I got my first guitar there. They sold some through a different company. You could buy one where the decal was crooked or there was a big ding and they couldn't sell it, and so my first guitar was a Harmony guitar. It cost $40, and if you do the math, that comes to about 13 and a half hours of working at the shipping department. But I was never happier to bring that guitar home and begin the long journey of learning music and learning songs. And
you got a certain amount of wanderlust at some time because you took off on your motorcycle somewhere.
Yeah, I was always a runner.
Yeah.
when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes and a friend of mine and I decided one day to see how far we could ride west before the sun went down. And we went about, I don't know, 50 miles or something, and then the sun went down. We didn't know how to get home. It's been like that, George.
But then eventually you kind of, I know you got into folk music and you started your own, or at least you started some kind of a club, right?
Well, you know, when I was, you know, I had a group of friends and we loved singing and playing together like folks do here at the Wild Rose Moon, and it was just the most fun, and people would go away to college, and when they came back during holidays, we'd all get together and stay up all night playing, and people would be looking for new songs to bring to our session, and I stumbled into the Old Town School of Folk Music when I was about 19 or 20, and it just changed my life, and it put this idea in my head that you didn't have to be a rock star to be around music. You could play with your friends. You could try to learn and be a competent musician, and you could always teach as part of a livelihood. And so that gave me an idea of the direction I wanted to go. And that group of friends stayed together for a long time, and we decided to, when we would travel around and play open stage and open stage and open stage, so we decided to start our own little place. And we would, it's in a church basement, and we'd take turns performing, and we'd invite our friends to come kind of headline the shows. And it was very modest, but barn dances and things like that. And so whether we knew it or not at the time, we were entering the world of grassroots arts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And that little club, we called it the Old Quarter Coffee House, was named after a Townes Van Zandt album, Live at the Old Quarter, because we love Townes' songs. And then that grew into a full-time club. And then later became a nonprofit organization, Plank Road Folk Society, which is still going in their 34th year or something.
So. Could you grace us with a song, Mark?
Oh, I'd love to. And this is a biographical piece in a way, as long as we're talking about the long journey. This is called Every Step of the Way. I have come here today on this blessed occasion to meet all my friends in a happy reunion. Here I stand on my own as a new morning breaks, and I have walked every step of the way. I have wandered so long in the darkness of my prison. I have fallen and failed beneath my weary burden. I have looked for the light. I stood up just to say I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. Tell the people I've come here to stay. Tell them I walked every step of the way. Every fear like a cloud casts a shadow sure to freeze me. Every devil desire will burn me then release me. With my heart, with my hand, and with every breath I take, I will walk every step of the way. Tell the one that I love. There will never be another. Tell the liars and thieves they didn't need to bother. Tell the ones who I owe my debts will be repaid. I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. Tell the people I've come here to stay. Tell them I walked every step of the way. There is no easy road to the kingdom of salvation. You must carry the load to your final destination. You must never turn back, and you must not be ashamed. You must walk every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. Tell the people I've come here to stay. Tell them I walked every step of the way. Tell the people I've come here to stay. Tell them I walked every step of the way.
That was just terrific. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your experience at Old Town School when you first began. I'm particularly interested in how that evolved and how, what, you know, you knew to go there, and what was the experience like?
Well, one of the people in our group, she only came and played with us occasionally, and she and her father were taking places at this place called the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago, and I had a hard time imagining it. You know, I thought it was like a school with a playground and monkey bars, and so she and her dad were taking classes, and they said, "Why don't you come down with us and see what it's like?" And I was a pretty shy kid, and you know, and to venture into the city was a big adventure, and it was in wasn't in Old Town anymore, but Lincoln Park. And it was an old hotel building, a banquet hall, and was wooden and was still run by hippies, you know. And I thought, this is great. and it wasn't like anything I had experienced in terms of school or anything like that. And people were so friendly, and there was all these young people around. And I thought, maybe I've found a place to fit in. And so I wound up taking classes, and I just learned it was the autumn of 1980, because I met a most wonderful teacher, a man named Mike Dunbar, and he's been living in Nashville the last 35 years or something, and this year is the... Schools, or 2017 marks the Old Town School's 60th anniversary. So there's been events all year long, and one of them was, if you've listened to NPR's StoryCorps show, where they have people just pairing up and talking about the Old Town School and their memories of being there or teaching there, and the first one they did was me and Mike Dunbar reconnecting. So it was really a kind of a moving reunion, and I only had classes there for a session is still 2 months, so it was September, October, November, December, January, February, and then Mike moved to Nashville, and the guy that took his class over I didn't like as well, so I just let it go. But by then I was learning things on my own. You know how it is when you learn an instrument, you kind of catch fire, and I was going faster on my own than the class could go. But I always remembered how Mike taught in class. He would come to this some shy kid and sit with him one on one, and a guy who was really loud and boisterous, he could outgun him in any kind of a duel of words, and he knew how to play, he knew how to teach, he knew how to get people together. And for the short time I was in my class and his class, it left an impression, and to this day it's my model of how to conduct myself in class with students and to be relaxed and to try to get people to move forward. And that, you know, that word education, you know, we think of that word education, and it's from the word educe. It's to bring forward. It's not to pour in. It's to bring forward what is already there. And the Old Town School's teaching method for 60 years has been involved in that very concept. And okay. I'd like to try a tune here now, kind of a seasonal piece. And this is called I Hate to See the Summer Go. I love the sound of summer rain, and I love the sunshine when skies are blue again. But now the autumn wind has put a chill into my bones. I hate to see the summer go. We fell in love. It was early spring, you kissed me, and my heart began to sing. I picked you a dandelion, and you gave me a rose. I hate to see the summer go. Such a bitter change of season. How I hate it, 'cause you're not here. Love comes and goes with no reason, and lets the summer disappear. I still love you, and I can't let go. If I could hold back winter and the cold December snow, you know it might be summer for another month or so. I hate to see the summer go. Such a bitter change of seasons. How I hate it, 'cause you're not here. Love comes and goes with no reason, and lets the summer disappear. I still love you, and I can't let go. If I could hold back winter and the cold December snow, you know it might be summer for another month or so. I hate to see the summer go.
That was just great. Mark, we find you such a resource for what we're trying to do here that we're inviting you to the middle section of our show as well. So we really appreciate you doing this first half with us. So thanks so much. And up next, we will have some more talk with Mark, actually. And we'll have a featured song with John Baylor. And also, some Friends of the Moon will be joining us to help with a little mini hoot nanny right here in the studio. So stay tuned.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.